Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LSEC Radio. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and it is so good to be back on the air. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are listening from the planet. Today's subject matter is planning a family reunion. And I have to tell you, I am so glad to be talking about a more lighthearted topic today. My last few shows have been serious. Some have angered me, so you've heard me in a more pissed off state. So it's good today to do a more joyous show, needless to say. You know, I have to pause for 2 seconds and tell you guys that are listening, and you gals that are listening, that this upcoming Saturday, June the 30th, is my Ellis family reunion. So throughout the show, I will be giving some shout outs to specific family members to say hello. I'm going to actually pause a minute and toss out a few right now. I want to say hello to Marion, also known as Boots. Special shout out to Pearl, Todd, Mary, Althea, Tasha and Walter, Marvin, Tamika and Brittany, Daryl, Karen and Eddie, my Aunt Seal, my Aunt Lessie and Cassandra. And again, I'll do some more shout outs throughout today's show. You know, I have to tell you guys and you gals, you listening folks, that, you know, past reunions for our Ellis family have been in so many different places. I can recall that we used to drive out when I lived in the Chicagoland area for a couple of hours to get to Michigan, where my Aunt Helen, who has now passed away, she'd have a huge house out there, and she would have all these different fruit trees on her property, and all of us kids, all us relatives would be out there. We would be running around and playing, going in and out of her house, banging, closing her screen door, and we would just have a ball. There would be so many different types of foods to eat. And I remember that she would have barrels of fruit from the fruit that had dropped from the trees that were on her property. And we would love to just eat from those barrels and also pick from the fruit that was still on the ground under those trees. So we had a lot of fun. So we've had reunions in Michigan. We've had them certainly in the Chicagoland area. They're usually in Chicago for our family because the bulk of us are still here. We've had them as house parties and backyards, we've had them in huge parks, we've had them in bowling alleys. So I thought, why not share with those of you that are listening some of the techniques that we have used to plan successful reunions? And there are actually 6 different points that I want to talk about today with reunion planning that I'm hoping will give you some insight into how we do it. And it'll hopefully make your journey in planning a reunion a lot better. And then towards the end of the show, I'm going to tell you of all these different techniques, how our family winds up doing it in the end, the choices that we've made and how we have pulled things off. So, again, there are 6 different areas I want to touch on, with the first one being – that when you are planning a family reunion, you need to have a committee. And we found, you know, you could have a couple of one-off folks trying to do different things, but it really works well when you have a select group of individuals that are going to decide over a couple of months that they're going to pull the reunion together and keep everyone updated on its status. Now, with that committee, they're going to do the basic planning of everything. Probably 99% of the planning will be through the committee, with the family giving input as a part of the remaining 1%. They're going to make sure that any funds, any money that needs to be collected to put on the reunion, that the committee will be coordinating that. They're going to make sure that communication goes out throughout their planning stages so that people don't find out like a week before the reunion when the reunion is occurring, that they know what's going on, how the dollars are being spent, how things are being organized all along the way. And you also need a committee to help out with special projects that may be needed, like side things that may have to be done, like cleanup and setup type duties. Now, the second bullet point that I want to discuss in regards to planning a family reunion is major. It is actually deciding on what you're doing and where reunion events are going to be held. So when you think about it, man, what should you do when you're trying to reunite your family? I mean, should you have a picnic? If you're going to have a picnic, where will it be? Will it be in a park? Will it be in someone's backyard, at their house? What about an event-type deal? Like, we've had bowling in the past. What about having a bowling event or, like, a skating event? If so, where would you hold that particular event? And then what about just a dinner, like having a facility and having everything at that facility be put together by the owners of that particular business? And what about having it there, you know, having some pinpointed place where everyone meets up and that's where you have it? And, of course, you have to think about the location. I mean, if you've decided, okay, here's what we're going to do, where are we going to hold this thing now where it's accessible to the majority of the people that would like to come to the reunion? So, you know, that's, again, another cool reason why you really need the committee, so you can decide on these things, as well as what specifics do we want? Like, do we want T-shirts? How would we want them to look? What color would we want them to be? And then what are we going to do in regards to the food? Like, if we have it at a facility, more than likely the facility may have food, or we may have to have the food catered, or if we have it outside like a picnic-type deal, how are we going to have the whole food thing worked out? And then if we have it in a park, do they have a porta-potty? If they have a porta-potty, is it wheelchair accessible or handicap accessible to family members that may need that? If not, you'll have to look at checking out a business where you can actually get a special porta-potty. And then transportation. How are people going to get back and forth to this reunion, especially the out-of-towners? Do you need to work with a hotel chain to see if you can get special rates, or do you need to work out special transportation as to who would pick up those individuals that have flown in and where they would stay? So there's a whole lot to consider under number two, deciding what to do and where to hold the event. Now, in regards to item number three, it has to deal with budgeting costs for your reunion. And oh my goodness, reunions can be expensive. I know with our reunion, we've wound up spending a couple of hundreds of dollars, where a lot of things are done individually and people are, you know, pulling things together, and we wind up having something like, let's say, in a park where people are bringing dishes. Or we've spent thousands of dollars where we've had a more elaborate type event. But under number three, if you're trying to budget in these costs, you've got to think about different permits that may be needed, like if you're at a park permit, park insurance, or a special permit for that park, like if you're going to have music and amplifiers being used. You want to think about, in regards to that budget, if you're going bowling or skating, what the costs are and what they may wind up being per person. Same thing in regards to that porta potty. What are the costs for that? Or what about if you want to have things brought in, like a moonwalk, some kind of jumping device where the kids can play within it? And if you do have something like that, are you dealing with a company where they have their own insurance, or do you have to get now additional insurance for that as well? And do you need now a hall in order to hold it? Like I mentioned, having a facility, do you need to figure out where can this hall be? And then what about in regards to the T-shirts? What would people wind up owing individually for the T-shirts? And then you also have to take into consideration miscellaneous expenses. Like we found when we have our picnics in a park, bringing bug spray and paper goods like paper plates and utensils, cups, tablecloths. I mean, you have to really take all those things into consideration and put together a really decent budget. Now, under item number 4, you want to determine how things are going to be paid for. That's obviously a biggie, right? You budgeted out these items. Now, who's going to pay for all these things? Are you going to take up donations within the family, or do you have specific family members that are willing to divide up the costs and help pay for things? Will you have sponsors? Will you contact businesses and say, hey, we will promote your products if you will help sponsor our reunion? And then bullet point number 5 has to deal with communication. I mean, as I said, you want to make sure that you're talking about this reunion constantly, that members of your family and any friends and guests that they want to invite, that they know the date, the time, the place, they know what kind of attire to wear. They are receiving an update in regards to the budget for the reunion so that if they've donated dollars, they know how those dollars are being spent, that they have due dates in regards to things. These due dates may be for donations where you need them to submit money to help pay for all these different costs I mentioned, or it could be in regards to like T-shirt orders, for example. You want to make sure you communicate all of that out. And then you need to think about specifically, I mean, not just what you're communicating, but how you're going to communicate it specifically. It could be through social media, like Facebook. You could tweet out a message to family members, let's say on a monthly basis. You could send letters through postal mail, email. You could have a family newsletter that you put together. So there are a number of different ways that you can actually figure out how to communicate your reunion. But you want to make sure it's done, and most importantly, done on a regular basis. And then item number 6, the last item I wanted to mention, is determine how you're going to handle the setup and the cleanup of the reunion. We found, for example, in doing our various events, it's best to have some people named. Otherwise, you know, folks will sneak in when they want to participate for an event, and then they'll just sneak on out, right? But if you have named the individuals that will help with the setup, put candles on the table or put the tablecloth down or spray that bug spray, or that will take care of the cleanup, bagging the garbage and making sure the tables are cleaned off and all that, if you have all that handled and taken care of, it's a whole lot less of a hassle going forward. Now, what I'd like to do at this point is do a few more shout-outs to my family, take a little break, and then come back with how our family has more specifically done its reunion choices. Now, again, this upcoming Saturday, June the 30th, is the Ellis Family Reunion, and in giving some more shout-outs, I want to say hello, to some cousins, first cousins, second cousins. Hey, Rochelle and Sydney. Hello to little Kidney. And also to Pierre, Cecil, and Doll. Hello to Ella, also known as Fuzzy. Hey, Pops, DJ Kenny. Hi to Cheryl, David, and Trina. Hello, Bay, and William, and Reed. Hello to Ralph and Ruby. Hello to Barbara, Steve, and little baby King. Hello to Kina and Kiana Antonita. Hello, Kevin, Kim, Ebony, Crystal, and Katrina. Hello to Corey, Sandra, and hello to Jamal. I'm going to do one more group of shout-outs a little bit later towards the end of the program. Until then, let me play you a quick clip of music. I will be right back after the break with some more information on planning a family reunion. Talk to you in a little bit. Welcome back to LSEC Radio. This is your host, Teresa Banks, and I've been talking today about planning a family reunion. And before that last little musical break, there were six different areas that I told you about on how to plan a great family reunion. The first one being that you need a committee, a planning committee. Number two was you need to decide on what you're doing and where you're going to hold everything. Number three, I talked about budgeting and putting together the costs for everything that you're planning. Number four, determine how you're now going to pay for everything that you're planning to do. Number five is key, communicating constantly everything in regards to the reunion to the family. And number six, determining that setup and cleanup process, who's going to do it and when. And I've been doing shout-outs throughout to say hello to my special family members. We have a reunion coming up this upcoming Saturday, June 30th. I can't wait to see all of you, and I'm going to do one final group of shout-outs towards the end of the show. What I wanted to do at this particular time is just give you some idea of what our family has done, specifically over the past few years in regards to decisions made. And again, I started out by talking about how we've had family reunions in Michigan and backyards and parks and all of that. But over the past couple of years, what we've done specifically is we have chosen to have a picnic, and we have it at a huge park. And in making that choice, we then had to make sure that we have a park permit and that we have park insurance for where we have ours and for our particular state. We actually have a little policy of $1 million to cover that park, but it's not too expensive. I think the insurance is probably about $60, and you can add it on to your homeowner's insurance if someone wants to take on that responsibility as a rider. And then we also have to get a special permit. As I said earlier, if you have things like an amplifier, you have to have that special permit. And those three costs in total ran probably about $300 for all three of those things that we chose to do: the park permit, the park insurance, and the special permit. And then our family typically will do a porta potty, the ones that are bigger, that are handicapped accessible. And then we've had moonwalks for the kids so they can pop on in there and do their jumping up and down instead of hanging from tree limbs. And we made sure that extra insurance has been available in regards to that moonwalk, primarily through the carrier of the moonwalk itself. And we've made sure that the moonwalk device is added onto our special permit again, like with the amplifier being there, we make sure the moon walks on there as well. We've had popcorn machines, the snow cone machines, and we've added those onto our special permit too. And all of those permits and proof of insurance we have to have with us in hand at the park. The police actually come to the park to make sure that you have all of your paperwork in order for larger crowds that are having picnics outdoors. We've then also been at the same time, like the day before the picnic, we do like a bowling event, a bowling alley. We'd have light food and drinks that would be there and given to the family. We've collected donations, and we've had probably like 20 to 30 family members give anywhere from smaller amounts to larger amounts if they've been able to do so to help pay for events. We've ordered T-shirts. We've done that for many years. And on the front of our T-shirts, we like to honor those that have passed away by printing parts of their name or their nickname on the front of the shirt. And we'll have like a little designer tree, if you will, on there as well. And we'll have written at the bottom, "In God's hands." And it's like our special tribute to those family members that are no longer with us. We are fortunate enough to have a family member, DJ Kenny Pops, who does our music, and he always does an outstanding job. And a lot of times he may have one or two other gentlemen assisting him as well. With promoting our family reunion, we have used regular mail, email, word of mouth, Facebook, and all of those methods have worked just fine. We always ask everyone to bring a dish or bring a drink in regards to the reunion. And each year, I tell you, each year, it has truly been a success and a joy. Now, at this time, I want to do one more group of sign-offs, one more group of shout-outs before I get ready to take off for today's beautiful day. And those shout-outs that I want to give this time around go out to more Ellis family members, including Jerry and Helen. Hey! Ty, Wilma, Cookie, Rick, also known as Dedrick, Devlin, Renee, Pookie. Hey, Pookie, if you're listening, I have a special package I need to get to you this Saturday. You're going to smile when you see it. Hello to Vivian, Casey, Janice and Millie, Robin, Warren, Maurice, and Ernest. Now, family, if I have missed any names, blame it to my head and not to my heart. You know as well as I do, all those people that are at the reunion, and it's hard to remember everybody. So I've tried to remember my immediate family, my first cousins, and a lot of other cousins and aunts that are really close. So hopefully I have the bulk of you, and if I missed anyone, please just pass down for me that I love them. I love all the name people I called, all of those that I missed, and all of those of you that are going to fuss at me because I missed you at the reunion. So let me just go ahead and get ready to wrap up today's show. I appreciate all of you that are listening, and especially those of you that have been so kind enough to drop me an email. I read every email received, and if you have not yet done so, you are welcome to drop me an email at any time. My email address is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And some of you know that I actually have a second email address as well. It's still active. I still get email there at terryann97@aol.com, spelled terriann97@aol.com. So I've been on AOL for at least that many years, since 1997. That's amazing. And in case you're wondering, I do have a nickname. Terry Ann is my nickname. So I tend to know right away when someone calls my name, if they call me Teresa or Terry or Terry Ann, I know right away where they know me from and who they may be. So as I close out today, again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say that enough for your support of this show. please become a friend or a follower by swinging over to blogtalkradio.com/ellasec, with Ellasec being spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. I do not plan on doing any more shows for the month of June, but I will be scheduling some coming up for July real soon, so stay tuned. Don't forget to stop over to Amazon.com and pick up copies of all four of my books, Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And I will tell you more about my two new releases that are coming up very soon. If you are in the South Suburban area of Illinois, please stop by the South Suburban Toastmasters meetings. They are live and fun and held at the South Holland Community Center the first and third Thursdays of every month. Shout out to all of my Toastmasters buddies, and thank you for naming me as Toastmaster of the Year. That was such a fun award to receive, and I appreciate it. I also, before I close and go, want to say hello to all of my sisters of the Eastern Stars and my Masonic brothers. I love you all. God bless you and keep you. May the rest of your week be a good one and not too hot. Take care, all. Be blessed and keep in touch. And keep listening. Hey, I love this tune. Snapping. Can you hear me snapping?